All right, moving on to Bluebell Park, where it's Texas A&M's regional. The Aggies will take on Binghamton, and the other game, Wake Forest versus Minnesota. That could be an interesting 3-2 matchup, but do any of them have anything for the Aggies?
Yeah, that has a chance to be a really offensive regional, I think. I mean, Wake really slugged at the D.C. tournament last week, and they beat Virginia 10-9 in one of the games. If they were any other regional, I would give them a shot. But, I mean, A&M is just, they might be the national title pick at this point. I mean, even if you do get their starting pitching, that 10 is just OD. I mean, like, Brian Hendricks had a pretty bad year, to be honest, and it hasn't even really affected them, so I think A&M's comfortable favorite there.
All right, let's stay in the Lone Star State and head to Lubbock, the only national seed that doesn't reside from either the ACC or the SEC. It's Texas Tech. Red Raiders will take on Fairfield. Other matchup there is New Mexico and Dallas Baptist. What do you see here?
Well, this one's actually pretty wide open to me. I mean, Texas Tech obviously has had a great year. They pretty well dominated the Big 12, but they really didn't finish that well. They lost a series of West Virginia late. They kind of really started the Mountaineers' run to almost make a regional. And they obviously went 2-2 at the Big 12 tournament. DBU and New Mexico seem like they finished pretty well. Dallas Baptist, pretty offensive club, it looks like. I think I would go DBU there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if either of the three, New Mexico, DBU, or Texas Tech, wins this regional. I think if DBU is right on the verge of kind of breaking out and winning regionals, I think I'd go with them there.
Yeah, they've come close the last few years. We'll see if they do it this season. I think you're right about that. It's wide open in Lubbock. Next up, the Left Field Lounge Lizards in Starkville, Mississippi State. They will take on Southeast Missouri State, Louisiana Tech against Cal State Fullerton. Tucker, you may disagree with me, but I think Mississippi State is one of the four or five teams I look at as a team that can legitimately win the whole shooting match. I've got Mississippi State cruising through this regional with no problem.
Oh, yeah, they've been a good group. It's separated, clearly. I think we got a pretty tough regional, though. I mean, Southeast Missouri State's been, I mean, they were sort of in that large ring for a little bit. And Fullerton, I mean, they're really deep on the mound. I really thought they were making a run to host a couple weeks ago. I mean, but even saying that, Mississippi State just seems like they just found every way to win. I don't really see them being overly challenged. Fullerton could give them a run on a potential winning break game, but I think they'll close this out Sunday.
By the way, what a turnaround for John Cohen from worst to first in the SEC for Mississippi State in terms of regular season. Just absolutely incredible job.
Tucker,
a team that you and I talked about as a possible national. We said last Tuesday or Wednesday or last Thursday, I think it was, this team might get a national seed. They got one. They're red hot right now, and that's Monty Lee's Clemson Tigers. They'll open up with Western Carolina. The other game, Nebraska and Oklahoma State. Does Clemson and Seth Beer keep the momentum rolling?
Yeah, they're playing really well right now, obviously. The key thing to me also for them in the 18th tournament was they really got some improved starting pitching. I mean, Charlie Barnes went, I believe, sixth. Paige Schmidt showed really good stuff going, I think, 8 2/3 against Louisville. I mean, Oklahoma State is a team, I mean, they've got arms. They could challenge, but I think Clemson's offense right now is too good either way. I think they pretty well froze here.
Okay, Tigers shouldn't have no problem. Now to the final national seed, and that would be the home of the Rally Possum, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That Rally Possum got some kind of powers. I don't think the Rally Possum is going to be needed in the regional, per se. LSU opens up with Utah Valley. Rice could give LSU a scare, provided they get through southeastern Louisiana, though.
Yeah, definitely. They do have a good rotation, but it's just not that deep on the map, and LSU is just playing really well right now. The job Pulmonary has done has got to be commended there. I mean, they lose 8 starters in the lineup, and they're packed the national seed again. I think they go 3-0 here.
And yet there's some people in Baton Rouge that want Palmieri fired. That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind how the LSU athletic department wants to fire, you know, is on the verge of firing Les Miles, and then they want to fire, fans want Maneri gone, yet there's no chat about, you know, yet they keep Johnny Jones, the men's basketball coach, no problem. That's another discussion for another time, though. Let's go to the non-national seeds that are hosting. Let's start in Tallahassee. Florida State plays Alabama State. But South Alabama's a 3-seed. But Tucker, I like this Southern Miss team as a 2-seed to possibly shock the Noles and win this region.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I mean, honestly, I thought they should have been a host over Vandy. Yeah, it's a really offensive club. They've got three guys in that lineup with double-digit home runs. The one variable here, South Alabama does have a real ace, and Kevin Hill has got a sub 2.5 ERA, but if Southern Miss does get by that game, that matchup kind of sets up well for them. I mean, Dick Houser can be pretty offensive part. I think I'd still go with Florida State, just because they just don't really look for Shields at home. I mean, the 2-Q about a couple of years ago is the one I can really remember, and their rotation is looking a lot better right now. I think just the home field advantage and sort of the pitching looking better, I'd go Noles there.
Okay, so FSU there, Bucky. I still would probably go with FSU. I just wouldn't be surprised if Southern Miss advanced.
Yeah.
No, next stop, Nashville. Vanderbilt versus Xavier, Washington, and UC Santa Barbara. Commodores kind of been a little bit inconsistent at times this year, but this is usually the time of year when they step up. You see them going to the Supers here?
Yeah, I mean, if they were in a tougher regional, I would lean not to pick them, but I mean, Santa Barbara seems like they've had kind of an inflated year. They haven't really beaten a lot of top 25 teams. Washington, I'm not sure their closer's been out. If Twitter Rawlings is healthy, that could be a little bit of an X factor there. But yeah, I don't really see them being a really challenge because they're so Vandy's so good on the mound right now, and I think they'll find enough offense to get through.
All right, next stop, we go to Oxford with a team you said about probably should have been a national seed, Ole Miss. They'll take on the Pac-12 champion Utah, the under 500 Pac-12 champion Utah. The other game is Boston College. Nice year for the Eagles out of the ACC. They'll play Tulane in the other game.
Yeah, Ole Miss cannot get a lot of favors here. I mean, I know Utah is below 500, but they've obviously played really well once they've gotten in the league, and I think that pretty much means Ole Miss pass is going to have to throw Bramlett in the game one. So, and they're not great pitching depth after that. So, you know, I think I'm going to go Tulane here. I mean, Tulane seemed like a pretty offensive club. They won a game at LSU midweek early in the year. I don't think they'll be intimidated by the atmosphere. If Tulane can get by BC in that first game, I'm going to go Tulane here.